Welcome to another episode of The Fwatt Show on the Coil Entertainment Network. I'm Rob Steele, that's Jesus Jones in the background, and this time we're going to talk about something that's going on in society, and it needs to stop. The problem is, it can't. So let's take a look at it from a way that will fix the issue instead of making it worse. The issue, coming from the government, is to turn people against each other. One of the main issues going on right now is police brutality, and the government doesn't have an answer for that. What are they going to do? So they're diverting it into making it a race issue. They have to cloud the issue because they can't confront the issue, because that would mean they'd have to actually do something. Problem is, there is no race issue. Let me finish. Don't get pissy yet. Let me finish. There is no white race, black race, pick a color race. It's not races. We are all part of the human race. The issue is people don't like other people because of their skin color. So it's not racism, it's colorism. Now, colorism, the hating of someone for their skin color, is a stupid idea. That's why I call it colorism, because that's a stupid name to go with a stupid concept. Racism makes it sound important, sound like there's so many differences between so many people, and there aren't. We are all people. We all breathe air. We all eat food. Most of us still have limbs. I apologize to those of you who don't. You're still human. That's what I'm saying here. We might have to make a change or two, and that's where the start is. The only real way to fix the whole thing is with education, which means Betsy DeVos, I pronounced it that way for a reason, and Trump and Pence and Gollum or Paul Ryan, whatever. They got to go because they are stunting our education system. So let's have a little bit of education here with some terminology that people find offensive. Now, don't get all bent out of shape. These are just terms. They're words. Words can be hurtful if you say things like, well, I'm breaking up with you. That's a hurtful thing to say. Calling someone a name, really, if you just think about it, you go, really? And a lot of these don't even work. I mean, you have groups of people have terms that are not good, that are considered derogatory, like lawyers. Some people call lawyers ambulance chasers. Well, you know what? Some of them do. That way they can get their business going or whatever. You know what? Just let it flow. Let it flow right off of you. Ammosexuals, people who love guns too much. Anti-vaxxers, the people who believe that vaccines are bad for you. They have another name. It's called idiot. But that's another thing. It's just a term. It's just words. Like I saw a few that I looked at and went, really? That's a thing? Like models who look like they need to eat something are called a bag of antlers in some places. I'd never heard that before. But is calling, you know, as you find someone who's bald, hey, baldy. First off, why would you bother doing that in a derogatory manner? And two, I'm pretty sure they know they're bald already. Why bring it up? Seriously, is it really that derogatory? Or here's one I didn't get. Apparently a derogatory term for gypsies, because apparently they still exist somewhere. Control panel? I thought that was something in a computer. Part of Windows. Seriously, I don't understand that one at all. If you get that one, email me, address coming up after the show. Middle Eastern people do have a few, like Raghead, which is a stupid name. It just, yeah, they have a turban. They're also camel jockeys. Yeah, you know what? Some of them actually are. That doesn't mean all of them are. Not all white people are accountants. You don't go, ooh, accountant. What? No, that is a similar concept. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Kebab. I've heard that one recently. Look at all those kebabs over there. You know what a kebab is? It's a sandwich. One piece of bread, it's wrapped over, kind of like a pita. It's a sandwich. I like them. I think they're good. Most people in the States, they don't know what that is. They just go, oh, it must be one of those things that means Middle Eastern people, and it doesn't. It's a sandwich. It's like walking up, hey, you BLT. Really? Really? That's... Now, I had heard the term Charlie referring to Chinese people. I never knew where that came from. It didn't make sense until I realized it's actually from the alphabet thing. It is. I didn't know this. You know, the whiskey, tango, foxtrot for WTF, the things they do when the military has just individual letters to say. And that actual alphabet does make sense. Charlie for C, C for Chinese. That's where it came from. Ooh, you're calling them the letter C, which could also mean they're for cookie, which is good enough for me. apparently. See, none of these are really bad things. Until you get to, I'm going to say African Americans. Some of these are not good. Darky, I don't, yeah, their skin is darker. That's nice. I think it looks good most of the time. Eight ball. Really? It's stupid. It's not, is it really that bad a thing? Spade was one that threw me off because the first person that I thought of was David Spade, who doesn't have much of a career anymore, I don't think, but he's not black. I mean, there's the N-word. No one ever used that word again. It just causes trouble. Kind of like that NFL team in Washington, D.C. for Native Americans. Don't use that either. And here's one. This is the only one that actually got me on this entire list was a derogatory term for Jewish people who survived the Holocaust. That apparently there was a term created called oven dodger. Oh my God, really? That was a term? Don't use that either. I actually had to say that one out loud because if I just said OD, everyone would go, what? Overdose? Why would you? No, just don't use that. You know, better yet, just be nice to everybody. But there's other ones like homosexuals. One I didn't really get for a long time was fag. And see, I'm not editing that in this show because usually it's a derogatory term toward male homosexuals. But in just about every other country on the planet, a fag is a cigarette. Seriously, look it up. It's a cigarette. Does that mean cigarettes are gay? Really? Is that what that... I don't... I can kind of see where that turn came about. Kind of like, what's the other one? Carpet muncher for lesbians? But you know what? Don't use that. By the way, did I mention this show is probably not entirely safe for work? Now, it's not just, you know, homosexual people. There's geeks and nerds, and I'm both of those. Thank you. There's religious ones, too. I'm not going to go back to that Jewish one I mentioned earlier. Holy roller or Bible basher. Really, none of this is really derogatory. It's not as bad as you think it is. You're just making it bad in your own head and getting upset for no particular reason. How about, let's see, if you're French, you could be a frog. Because they eat frog legs, I guess. And they in turn call the British roast beefs because they eat roast beef. Really? Apparently, if you're Scottish, being called a jockey is a bad thing. But what if you race horses and you're from Scotland? Think of that? No, didn't think of that. Irish people, bog trotters. Really? That's how, you know what? There are bogs in Ireland. Some people do go trotting through bogs. They do that in Florida, too. Are we going to call Floridians that? One that I had never heard before. Never. A pepper or a Pepsi. I'm like, those are soft drinks. What the hell does that mean? It's apparently someone with bad dental hygiene due to people thinking that they drink Dr. Pepper or Pepsi for breakfast. I'm not making that up. That's apparently a term. You know what? Don't use it because it's stupid. Now, a lot of these terms are used by Caucasian Americans. And I think one of the main reasons they're still getting used is because there really isn't a good derogatory term for Caucasian Americans. There isn't. You got what? Redneck? Yeah, Jeff Foxworthy took that term, ran with it. Now it's almost a good thing. Let's see, gringo, which comes from Latin America, meaning non-Hispanic. There are black gringos, apparently. Who knew? Let's see, the other one's cracker. Really? Really? Just because they, share a color, I guess. That just makes me hungry. Or honky. What the fuck is that supposed to? Honky? Really? That's just stupid. I couldn't even find a history for that. The only one that I don't like, and it's not colorist, I don't think, is Trump supporter. That's a political thing, and I'm not. If you've listened to the show before, you'd know that. I did find this, and this was interesting. Did you know that Eskimo is now a derogatory term for people who live in that part of Canada? I did not know it had become a derogatory term. They prefer to be called Inuits, which is the tribe they belong to. I didn't know that. Now I know. I will not use that word anymore. Which leads me to Canuck, which is supposedly a derogatory term for Canadian, kind of like the Jeff Foxworthy redneck thing. Except, if it's that derogatory a term, why is there a National Hockey League team in Vancouver called the Canucks? I mean, yeah, I know Canadians was already taken. But seriously? It's not that big a thing. Take it. Own it. One of the big things I hear people being called all over the world is motherfucker. I know that one got beeped, but you know where I went with it. I think, you know, people say it because it's cathartic, but really, is it as bad as everyone thinks it is? Would you call me man? No. Really? Mothers are good things. You know, mothers are usually very good. Yeah, it's the other part of the word. One who does that. It means to have sex. You know what? Check this out. I've got kids. 3 of them. I had them with one woman, their mother. In order to do that, I fucked her. That makes me a motherfucker and proud of it. Thank you very much. Derogatory term solved. The main thing to remember with all this is it's just words. It's just adjectives even. Don't take them so hard. And what to remember when you're calling anyone anything is that they're people. They have feelings just like you do. If you have any questions or comments about the show, contact me through the website, thefwatshow.com. There's buttons for Facebook. There's buttons for Twitter. There's even buttons to subscribe to the show through iTunes or the Google Play Store. There's still probably that link to help Toddzilla out with his house. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the previous episode. It'll make more sense. If you have any questions, contact me through email, rob@thefwatshow.com. So until next time, because this is still an irregularly scheduled episode, I want all of you to be safe out there and think before you call anyone anything, unless you call them on the phone, which is completely different.